Joining us now with her weekly look at New Jersey blogs and community news is Mary Mann. She's with New Jersey News Commons at Montclair State University. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, David.
Now, we've been hearing a lot about the partial government shutdown and who is being affected, but some New Jersey blogs have been doing a good job calling our attention to some of the less obvious impacts.
Yes, Morristown Green, run by Kevin Coughlin, has been following the impact out at Washington's headquarters at Jockey Hollow. And Kevin has pointed out that an impact you might not be thinking about is your wedding photos. A lot of people out in Morristown like to get photos taken on the grounds, and now they can't access that. He also has pointed out that he's been hanging outside of the headquarters, and he's seen some tourists who've been turned away, and he interviewed a British couple who said they're willing to forgive the Revolutionary War, but they're pretty put out about their vacation being halted.
They're not forgiving this one. Okay. A lot of weddings do take place in on parkland, so clearly a lot of weddings being affected as well. Anything else?
Yes, New Jersey Newsroom covered the Nubian goat ejection on Sandy Hook. You know, there were 28 Nubian goats who were...
There's a phrase I never thought I'd hear, the Nubian goat ejection. Please continue.
Yes, it's quite a phenomenon. The Nubian goats were there for 4 months. They were eradicating the poison ivy scourge of Sandy Hook, and they were a big hit with visitors to the recreation area. But their owner had to take them back to a farm in upstate New York because he was afraid he wouldn't be able to access them due to the shutdown.
Okay, so even poison ivy-eating goats are getting furloughed, or I guess they're just out of a job. Finishing up today, there's a statewide contest underway that you wanted to mention?
Yes, if you are feeling very down about the shutdown and want to drown your sorrows, you might want to think about heading to Middletown on October 17th. Melody Kettle, who runs the website Hot from the Kettle, is covering and judging the Iron Shaker contest, which is looking for the best bartender in New Jersey.
Covering and judging, wearing a couple of hats there. Well, Mary, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you, David.
Mary Mann is with New Jersey News Commons at Montclair State University.